Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
5 o'clock hour on a Friday. Congratulations, you made it. You made it through the week. Well done. Well done. Nothing that stressed you this week beat you. You're undefeated, actually. And if you ever pay attention to that and accept the fact that you, nothing that you've ever worried about, stressed about, beat you. You're still here. You're undefeated. So stop worrying so much. Austin, before we get into this 5 o'clock hour, let them know about the Mercado.
Gladly. Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat and every type of cut. MVP Mike stopped by not too long ago with beef jerky and flank steaks. Wife and I grilled those up. And hey, even little baby enjoyed a little bit of it. So the Mercado truly is for everyone with every type of meat and every type of cut.
So little one is into steaks already.
It's what we had available. He didn't like peas the first time he tried them. Applesauce took a couple go-arounds, but other than that, he's ready for it.
Okay, so he's all in. How old?
He's about 8.5 months right now.
So you've gone from weeks to months.
We're measuring in months.
You have matured to months.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if you know, he broke his femur.
No.
Broke his leg. Yeah.
Didn't know.
This would have been Tuesday. That's why I had to jet out of there. He's getting a little leg cast put on.
Gotta go. How's he doing?
He's been a trooper. Handled it really well. Yeah. Still trying to adjust to it, figuring out, hey, what's this thing on my leg?
Yeah.
But he's been still pretty bubbly, pretty happy, all things considered.
Is he mobile?
He was not walking quite yet. He was just about to turn the corner to crawling, I think, but he was loving standing up.
That is a win, bro. Mm-hmm. That's a win. Little Herbie.
Yes.
Little Herbie. That's quality.
That's him.
That's quality, man. That's good to hear. It amuses me how young you all are. That there's newborns. I never thought of myself as the old guy.
Like
I was always the young guy in sports. I was always the young guy. I was always like I was around OGs.
Right.
And it struck me a couple of weeks ago that I'm the old guy now. Like I don't.
Well, what led to that realization, if I might ask?
Well, so they were talking. Literally, the conversation was about baseball.
Okay.
And there are people who work at our station who, like today, we swung wooden bats.
Mm-hmm.
They had never done that. It's all over them. And they were talking.
Youths.
Youths. Nick was talking about the different bat types and how much one. So the bats, there were bat salesmen, retailers at College World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, there were these ice cold blue bats.
Yeah.
Light blue.
I can picture them.
Mm-hmm. Right? Do you know how much they cost?
Too much. Probably the same as a mortgage.
$350.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, and I paused because I'm old enough that I played little league and, you know, little major league with wooden bats. Mm. And when the first aluminum bat came, I thought it was like new tennis shoes. I'm so much faster now. I can hit the ball so much harder now. Mm-hmm. Like I'm the GOAT, not realizing that everybody else was swinging the same bat as well. And then as the evolution of sport, I mean, I played little league in flannel uniform. Woo!
Imagine that on a day like today.
That's exactly what it was on a day like today. And I remember the first time we got a polyester jersey. I thought this is everything. This is amazing. You mean, wow. Like this, I'm not wearing like a
I'm so light and free right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like I'm not wearing a blazer to play baseball.
Right. Am I going to church?
Right. And then they modified cleats so that they weren't as heavy. Mm. Like you got lighter rubber on the bottom or lighter plastic. And you didn't feel like you were wearing boots.
Right.
The first time I got leather All-Star Converse, this was 10th grade. The Dr. J All-Star leather Converse. Mm. And they were available because the year before, we all wore the white canvas Converse, high top.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to leather, and this is amazing. Like, these shoes are never going to age.
Mm-hmm.
Mizuno cleats, spikes. And I just went, I can barely feel these things.
Like I can see. I have shoes that are actually feeling like shoes, and I'm not weighed down by flannel.
Oh,
it's over for y'all.
Well, it's funny. I told Austin during the break that when I got to college, I didn't know that I needed glasses. So I had played my entire high school sports career blind in every sport. In every sport, blind. And literally, I had played 10 summer league games before my college coach said, hey, you're squinting. You know, when was the last time you had your eyes checked? I'm like, my eyes are fine, coach. They're fine. No problem. It's like, well, you're going to the doctor. So, assistant coach, shout out to Chip No.
Thanks, Chip.
who drove me to the eye doctor. And the eye doctor goes, you're a baseball player? Like, literally with that, like, you're an athlete? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, you're blind. Like, you can't see. Yeah. And I'm like, I see just fine. Bro, I hit 343 in high school. I don't want to hear, like, I made no error. Like, I had 1,000 fielding percentage. And I had 4 assists from the outfield. I see just fine. And he put on glasses. And he gave me – it really was Wild Thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was a black Wild Thing. And imagine I get out of the coach's car. And I'm having real issue mm-hmm. with my cool points.
Right.
Because I have on spectacles. I have on real bifocals. And I get out of the car, and the whole team stops, and they are howling. They are howling. Just, what is that? I mean, it was Urkel before Urkel, right? But we went to practice, and infield, I'm like,
That's how the rest of y'all been living?
This is how, like, this is what y'all been doing? Like, this doesn't work at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm getting a jump on everything. Like, nothing's falling in. This is amazing. And I get in the batter's box. And the first time I get in the batter's box, and I see a fastball. And I went, I've heard people talk about seeing rotation mm-hmm. my whole life. Like guys that say, well, I could see the seam in the rotation. It shows up as a line.
A dot or a line,
right? And you go, That's BS.
You blinked at a spot in your eye. You saw something on the baseball. You got lucky.
Right, like, okay. Ah, dog. Like, it, I could hear the angels sing, man. I can see this.
I was blind, but now I see.
Literal, biblical. Like, yeah. I'm just trying to, thank you, God. Because they're going to send me home. You know, but I'm. But here's the thing. I mean, I was already having success at college, but now I could see.
Right.
And it was just like, wait a minute. And we were actually, there's a guy who pitched for the Reds, Jay Tibbs. And we were going to face him in an exhibition. And Andy Allenson from the Indians, who was a catcher, played at Richmond. And we were going to face them in the summer league. And I could actually see signals.
Huh.
I was like, oh, huh. Okay. So, yeah, I'm the old guy. Like, I played in flannel. I played in with a single bar helmet, football helmet, with no pads in it. It just had that strap.
Mm-hmm.
It had the straps.
Yeah, like the straps, straps. The shell.
That's
yeah.
all I had.
Yeah.
If you told me to play football in that now, I would fight you.
Even if everyone else is playing in it, or is everyone else
bruh, it was like you talk about no protection,
right?
Like, it's just a whole society of people walking around concussed. Like, and not knowing.
Warrior sport.
Gladiators. Like, there's some, like, if you're over the age of 50 and you played football, you probably have some form of concussion that was not identified as a concussion or dealt with as a concussion. Mm-hmm. You just got a stinger or you just got clipped, right? You
take some salts and you're good.
You didn't know.
Yeah.
You had no idea. And we had the worst batting helmets in all of baseball history. I didn't even know. I don't know. And if you, just for grins and giggles, Austin, go and get you a pair of cheap Converse All-Star canvas shoes. Mm-mm. And put your feet in them and try to go shoot jumpers.
Don't mind if I don't. I'm sure I have to experience it as a real hooper once.
There is no support in the ankles. There's no bounce in the rubber. Like, those are flat. Like, those are snowshoes, bro.
Flat.
Oh, how anybody. Like, when I go back and I see Dr. J dunk with, like, canvas Converse, high tops on, that's when you know he's an alien.
Yeah.
Because
he jumped those 36 inches without assistance.
None. It was fantastic. So I'm the old guy, and that's how it is. But the beauty of being the old guy is that I have memories. I have memories. Yeah, Earthquake. Earthquake Glue says, yeah, you got your bell rung. And you kept playing. I can't recall ever having a teammate who was taken out of a game because of a hit. I can't think of any.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we
is that
hit.
The concussion talking?
Yeah, like, yeah, that might be it. I blacked it all out. I got blacked out and I blacked it all. Now I know that Mike Evanoff, I'll shout you out, and I have forgiven you, Mike Evanoff. He was a linebacker for Oakton High School in Vienna, Virginia. Their quarterback was the Bethard boys. Bethards. And as a matter of fact, young Richie Pettibone played for Oakton. Like these, yeah, there were some dudes, right? It was some dudes. And I played flanker, so a third of the game I lined up in the backfield. A third of the game I was at wide receiver. A third of the game I was in motion.
Okay.
One of these, they sent me in motion only to reverse pivot, and I'm going to run a reverse. But the whole idea is for me to plant because Oakton likes to extend their defense.
They'll flow a little bit too
right?
far.
They'll flow too far, and you cut it back up the middle. Except for Oakton watched film, too.
Hated when the other guys do that.
Oakton watched film, too. And they knew our tendency. And this is like, this was a play break. This was a breaker. Like, this is one that I was one on one with the safety, and oftentimes I could beat him. The linebacker was going to catch me.
No.
I take the handoff from Barry Thompson, and I plant my foot right where the center's butt would have been because that's the spot. Like, they will clear in either direction, and it would open up like the seas, man. Mm-hmm. And when I plant my left foot, my first step is turbo vertical. Like I need to get it. Austin Orman.
Except that.
Austin Orman. I planted my foot, and let me tell you, I saw they had Redskin colors, right? Because this was right around Redskin Park.
Mm-hmm.
They had these colors, and there, as I turned, were the two largest fours I've ever seen. And I mean, I am at eye level with these fours. Not good. Not good. And he is there just angry. Like the nerve of you to try to pull this on us. And he, I see the crown of his hat.
Mm-hmm.
I see the crown of it. And then I don't see anything.
Darkness enveloped you.
For a while. That is the first and only, like, I'm telling you, I'm the only player that year that got knocked out of a game. And it's the only, like, there are days that I relive those and go, oh, yeah, I have CTE, mm-hmm. 100%.
I never had that myself because your boy gave up football after middle school. It wasn't this hit in particular, but there's a kid that went on to play at Arizona State. He came back home, walked out at Nebraska, didn't play a lot. Justin Bubak, some might be familiar with the name, went to Lincoln Christian. He was a grown man in eighth grade. I was decidedly not that.
Yeah.
Got one of those reverses, tried to get to the sideline, and I didn't get like full on tackled by him, but he was strong enough to straight up shove me.
Just push.
Like, and the momentum of his push, it wasn't even my running, just the push.
Yep.
Sent me flying hip first into the down marker, and I'm like, you could bench press me for like 40 reps. What am I doing out here?
Evan,
and then my buddy, was a lineman. They went to play Wilbur Claytonia. One of them.
Where is that?
A little bit south and slightly west of Lincoln, I believe.
Okay.
Green, Wolverines, Wilbur Claytonia. Anyways, one of my buddies ended up same sort of thing, seeing stars, seeing nothing for a while, hit on the side of his helmet. Another one had his face mask dented in two different spots.
Yeah. I don't know how we survived. And Evanoff was a 6'2", 220-pound linebacker in high school. And he looked like Phil Villapiano, like, because he had every pad on, down to his fingers. Like, he had pads on his fingers. And, you know, the thickest neck roll I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he did damage. And you just go, wow. Yeah, we're all paying the dues of it all. We were talking about Pedro being underrated. Who's your GOAT? If you have to win one baseball game, and you only have one. You can only give the ball to one person, one pitcher in history. Text line. You could join in and tell me who you would choose, and you can't be wrong. But for one game, that your entire bank account is riding on.
The first four that come to mind for me, in no particular order, just the first four that are in the discussion for me: Pedro, big unit. Nolan Ryan, and then Sandy Koufax.
So you have your lefty.
Kershaw is also maybe an underrated one whose career will age well.
You think it will?
I think it will. Clayton Kershaw improved his ERA in like 10 or 11 straight seasons.
Hit Kyle Perry.
Clayton Kershaw. Here's what I always said about Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts did not manage the moment. He managed for the moment. I think he continued to run Clayton Kershaw out of the bullpen in the postseason because he wanted to give Clayton Kershaw that moment. And I think that put Kershaw in some rough spots. The injuries will take a toll, but in terms of pure stuff and dominance at his peak,
yeah,
Clayton Kershaw is the best pitcher of the modern era. Like 2005 on. Scherzer's close. DeGrom's close.
Yeah, I
but Kershaw's longevity.
But I would say that Scherzer's postseason success puts him past Kershaw. And he did it in several places.
He did.
He did it because again, everywhere he went, he did that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that matters. Smoltz is just outside of that era.
Yeah, I mean Glavin, Maddux. You can't really argue with either of those guys.
Maddux is in my rotation. Yeah. So if I'm picking the greatest rotation of all time, but I only have one game, and it doesn't matter what type of offense I'm facing.
Mm-hmm.
One, yeah, Bob Gibson's the guy I'm giving the ball to because, quite frankly, I'm not going to have to take it back. As a matter of fact, he's going to be mad if he takes it back. Yeah, Verlander is on that
really
list.
Really good one.
Timmy. Lincecum.
Lincecum, maybe.
Timmy. I miss him.
Yeah.
I miss Timmy Jam. We need to bring back that commercial. That was so good. Oh.
What if I throw this guy out here and you're gonna say Homer immediately, but hear me out, Zach Greinke.
Greinke is Maddux light.
He is. But Greinke also had I'm not gonna say at his best he was better than Maddux, but Greinke had the velocity that I don't think Maddux ever had. So Greinke went from the power guy, young Greinke with the Royals, taking the year off, coming back 09, his Cy year, he could run it up to 100, and he still had three or four pitches there, to becoming Maddux light, where his command control were never like peak grade Maddux level, but he had that transition from power guy, and he aged extremely gracefully.
So from the text line, that Lincecum, 10-year major year career, and I think We have to normalize a 10-year pitching career
anymore.
Like,
yep.
like not expect the 17-year, 20-year, like that's not normal. Four-time All-Star, three-time World Series champion, two-time Cy Young, three-time strikeout leader, pitched two no-hitters. In full fairness, right, that Lincecum is in that discussion. Dalton says Clemens, which, again, for one game, I'm not sure that you're wrong if you give the ball to Roger Clemens.
Is Clemens, Pettit, Oswalt, the Maddux, Glavin, Smoltz light?
They're all Cuellar, Palmer, McNally light.
Ah, fair.
You know, Spahn insane without Glavin.
Yeah. Like you got to get the Pray for Rain in there somewhere. But.
Right. Well, that's when you threw Steve Avery.
there's Steve Avery. Yo, shout out.
Great Steve Avery shout out. Yep. Bob Gibson, yeah, and he's a Braves fan.
Roy Halladay.
Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
Doc Holliday, I have to be careful here. One, I'm rooting for his kid.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like Doc Holliday because he always beat teams I liked.
Right.
Like that.
That's the rub.
Fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
A name that we don't speak enough of when we talk about great pitchers because of, again, the era. But Vita Blue was as good as there was. That in the, for left-handers that we know, that we, like, current fans know of, that it's Glavin and Vita Blue. We don't talk about Glavin enough for what he did in play.
How long he did it
Dave
for.
Dave McNally was a left-hander in that. I mean, he went on a 20 wins per year run in a very tough baseball time.
Yeah.
Fernando Valenzuela was
Nando Mania,
right? Yep. Was just, I mean, he was, there was a 6-year stretch where he was
sensation,
a
phenom.
Like he was a problem.
Mm-hmm. He and Koufax, similar short careers, but brilliant.
Yeah, it was.
For my Royals fans out there, I'll throw out Saberhagen, Apier, and David Cone somewhat more recently.
David Cone was his worst enemy.
Yeah.
If he was as focused as Bob Gibson, he had that sort of dog in him, but he also had that much playboy in him.
Right.
That the stories. Sid Fernandez is another one that doesn't get talked
about.
Oh, Sid. Oh. I mean, what Sid did in that line, I mean, I tried to figure out. I'm still not sure how Ron Darling was good. Right, like
Ron might tell you the same thing.
Right, like I'm not sure how Ron Darling was that good. Right? That it's there. Okay, so we ran long. We'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll pick it up. Keep texting in your list because there's some good ones on there. Nolan Ryan, I did not. From the Braves, there's so many. Don Sutton's another one that
Sutton.
We don't talk about enough. Yep. But go through it. We'll talk about the underrated pitchers in Major League history. Folks that we get a chance to shout out from your favorite team that doesn't get noticed all the time. We're live at Haymarket Park, DP, Austin Norman, Old School.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.